Welcome to the Self-Esteem and Confidence Mindset with me, Johnny Pardo.
Do you really want to believe great things about yourself or really feel it? Well, today I'm going to talk about a process for creating a belief from my experience. And if you stay until the end, I have an extra point for you then as well. If you want to keep up to date with all these latest podcast episodes and never miss any, and also get a free weekly confidence tip, all you got to do is click in the link in the show notes below and you can subscribe to our free weekly newsletter. I was revising my notes about beliefs and some of the stuff I learned from my mentors, and I thought it was fit to talk about this. And I started reflecting on like where I've been doing really well and where perhaps I wanted some more developments in my life. And yeah, then I started to like realize the power of my beliefs in the areas I was succeeding and perhaps where the beliefs could be improved in the areas I wasn't doing so well. So for me, like I used to be terrified of public speaking. Now I have a belief that even though I know not I'm not the best in the world, I know that I'm going to give pretty good value every time I speak publicly. Like when I'm in rooms, I get a lot of good feedback. I get a lot of good feedback on the podcast. I have a belief that I'm decent at podcasting, right? Not everyone's going to like me. Likewise with the speaking, but I have a belief that I'm going to be a strong podcast and that encourages me to do more. And I also realized quite a lot of all my mentors were like, had empowering beliefs about themselves and what they do and putting themselves out there and what they're creating. Okay. And that's what allows them to continue to do so. Now, what I've found is that to create a belief, we need to repeatedly tell ourselves something. We need to really get it into our system. That's not enough, though. We need to create significant emotion. You may have some beliefs that don't serve you. Now, typically research shows that a lot of beliefs are created in our first 7 years. And they're created with things like repetition and emotional events. It's things like when you're a kid and maybe you said you were left alone for the first time. Could be when you were shouted at as a kid, or maybe something happened in school. A lot of those experiences can create emotion and therefore they embed into our system. And of course, if you go through life and you're told you're something for many times, it's going to sink in as well. Now, when you combine the two, it's really going to create more power than not. Okay. And sometimes our beliefs that are created are not going to help us. So I find it really important to give myself empowering beliefs. Ask yourself this, are there some beliefs that perhaps don't serve you? Because I know there certainly has been in mine. I had a lot of negative beliefs about money. I had a lot of negative beliefs about myself as a man and what women might think of me. I had a lot of beliefs about myself and the career place and my intelligence. And some of these things I have to address now, right? It's always an ongoing process. I've also managed to create myself empowering beliefs that allow me to succeed in things in like business, in my career, growing good relationships with multiple people in my life, right? So here's what I'm going to say about, well, I'll give you a few points on how to make it really simple on how you can create an empowering beliefs. The first thing to ask is, what do you want before we get onto this creating your beliefs, right? You've got to understand where you want to go. Like, for example, I believe I am a terrible piano player. That's okay, because I do not want to be a decent piano player. I believe that I'm a terrible horse rider. That's okay, or riding a horse. I don't want to ride horses. I want to be a decent podcaster, and I believe I am. If I wanted to be a podcaster and I didn't believe I was very good, that would be something to address, right? It's a bit like, this is the biggest challenge, a common one I've seen, that's something I've been working through, is when you go out like dating or trying to meet someone, a lot of people don't believe they're worthy of meeting someone else. So we settle. I've never done that, but lots of people do settle or get someone who treats them badly. And that's because they know what they want. They want a loving relationship, yet their beliefs don't line up. Anyway, going back to my point, I've kind of gone on a tangent there. The first thing is to know what you want, because it's got to be something you genuinely want. The second one What do you need to be and believe, right? What do you need to be and believe? Okay. So if you want to find a loving relationship, or you want to earn a lot of money, or you want to be a decent podcaster, I'll use that one, the podcaster. I've got to be someone who is a podcaster, who creates, who knows he's good, right? So that's my second one, right? You want to be someone, you want to run a half marathon. You got to take on the identity that you're a runner, that you're someone who's fit and healthy. That's what I've done as I run into it, right? And then the third one, ask yourself, how are you going to create that belief? What are you going to do? Like I said, it's about repetition and emotion. So what I would do is write down what you want, and then write down what you need to be or believe, and then keep reading that every single day, twice a day, 10 times each time, with emotion. Without emotion, it's going to be not effective much at all, right? So keep saying the belief with repetition and emotion. Now, I've got a final point for you. Just before I get onto that, though, I want to mention that if you want to keep up to date of all the latest episodes, all you got to do is click on the link below and you can subscribe to our free weekly newsletter. The final point I want to share is, if you really want to have empowering beliefs in an area, like say you want to be rich, listen to someone who earns money a lot. Grant Cardone is probably a really good person to listen to on that. And it's rubbed off on me when I've listened to him. I started believing certain things about money that I wasn't feeling in myself, right? Listen to someone. You don't have to hang out with them. You can do it for free. You can listen to a podcast. You can buy a course from someone. Because when you really start listening to someone on a regular basis, you'll start taking on board what they believe. And if it's powerful and empowering, that's going to rub off on you. That's why it's really important to be the guard to the door of your mind, as Jim Rohn quoted. If you're taking in negativity and negative beliefs, that's going to rub off on you as well. So just bear that in mind as well. So that's what I got for you today. I appreciate you for being here. You're improving other people's lives by being the best you. And remember, you are in control of your own self-esteem and confidence.